Take time to smell the roses and walk down the lane of life, smelling
is such an interesting word, isn't it?
This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the thought for today. Take time to smell the roses. I was talking to a gentleman today who is a very important man. If his name was given to me wrongly, he's a very important man. And if his name was given to me rightly, he's still an important man. But he had a problem. He had a problem that the average person has. That the average person lets bother them. And he has a problem of depression. And the problem of depression is where you feel you have done some awful things in your past, and now you're worried about them, and it makes you feel very insecure. And the things that you have done, if you ask anybody else about them, they'll say, I don't even remember them. Perhaps you did do them, but I don't remember it. I don't think anyone else remembers it, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. But you see, we build up these little issues in our mind that go back and back and back and back and back. And as they go back into our consciousness, we build great big images around them. And instead of smelling the roses and realizing that the manure that was caused by the situation made the roses grow. If we could just realize that there are some bad experiences in our life that we call bad that are necessary to fertilize the roses, to fertilize the good things that come our way. Now, a bad thing might be when you spoke unkindly to another. A badder thing, a worser thing, a terribler thing is when you speak unkindly to yourself. Ooh! Because there nobody cares except you. If you go around telling people how bad you are, they say, "Pish, so be it," you know. They say, "I can tell you one better than that if you want to know," you know, but they don't. But you go around telling people bad things about yourself, and they say, "So what? I've been there, done that. Even better than you did." But don't go doing that. We should go smelling the roses. Now, from that experience that you feel you did such a bad thing, from that experience, what good has come from it? Yes. What good has come from that experience? Say, for instance, you took your sweetheart ice skating for the first time, and you said you were so good. And right in the middle of the rink, as she was barely able to stand up, you went out with your feet and down on your seat, and you felt just humiliated because here you were, this young buck who was showing off to his sweetheart, and you fell down. Now, if you are healthy, if you're good, you'll say, "Takes practice. I'm working at it. It's fun." And go and practice some more. And your wife says, "Oh, you are so understanding. It is so nice to be with you. You are so understanding. You are so, oh, you're so wonderful." And you see, now that little bit of manure helped to fertilize the roses of the nice comments your sweetheart said to you. Because she looked at you not because you fell, but how you got up. How you got up. And of course, it's not a matter of whether you got up slip sliding around, but did you get up with the right attitude of mind? Did you get up with the attitude that, hey, that was a good one. Now, that was stupid. That was a good one. Boy, did you ever see anyone sail like that, you know, and land on their bottom and get up and not feel a thing? And then she, with her subtle humor, she says, of course not. That's where your brains are, you know. Now, she wouldn't say that, would she? No. She would say, that's what she's thinking. No, that's not what she's thinking. No, what's she thinking? Is she thinking, this guy is great. This guy is so wonderful. He's just a joy to be with, no matter whether it's a happy time or a hard on the seat time. He gets up with a smile on his face and says, let's go. Not, I got to go over and sit down. Oh, my poor bottom, you know. And his poor bottom may hurt, but he gets out there and skates. And before he thinks about it a second time, his poor bottom doesn't hurt anymore. You see, we've got to learn to smell the roses. And we have to smell very good sometimes. We had Dorothea Doty Zimmerman here for a couple of days for our Easter seminar and so forth. And she's just a delight. But she also is exasperating. She says, I would like some of that sage. We have wild sage growing everywhere. So I pick some sage for her. And she says, oh, so much. And I said, yeah, how about that? And then she broke it off and scrunched it in her finger and stuck it under my nose. And, ooh, what tart sage. You know, a little bit goes a long way with wild sage. And, you know, I wasn't smelling the roses at that moment. I was thinking, thanks a lot, love. That was like giving me a chloroform, not chloroform, but I mean the other stuff that brings you back. You know.
Yeah.
What's the stuff that brings you back?
Smelling salts.
Smelling salts, yeah. Well, it doesn't sound very bad, does it?
No,
it so, smelling salts. And but it wasn't a pleasant smell. And so I stopped the car on the way on La Posta Road, and she said, oh, what are we stopping for? And I didn't tell her. And I got out, and I walked to the side of the road, and the road was just festooned with all this sage bushes, and there's three different kinds here. And so I broke off an armful of each and brought it to her. She says, my gosh, what am I going to do with all this? I said, give it to your neighbors. Oh, of course, you know. And so she took the sage and she put it outside her house at first, and then she said, oh, I better take it in. No, I'll leave it out here because now it can dry in the sun and it'll be perfect. And so, you see, she is just always smelling the roses. Even when there are no roses around to smell, she smells all sorts of beautiful things. She has that rose-smelling technique, which all of us would just love to learn. And when things go wrong or when people are having an argument, she says, oh, that'll pass. You know, yeah, that's bad. That's too bad. I went through something like that too. And they said to me, it'll pass. And I didn't feel like having it pass. I wanted to get on its back and ride it for what it's worth. But they wouldn't let me. And that's good. You see, this is what we do in life. We ride things for what they're worth instead of smelling the roses. Our man who has this depression, if he would just say, I like me, I like me, I like me, the depression would go away. If he would say, all is in divine order, the depression would go away. And just like I told him, I said, if you can't breathe, as he said he couldn't breathe, I said, do this maneuver, not the Heimlich maneuver, but do the maneuver that the CPR suggests. And take a deep breath and then cough real hard 4 or 5 times on that breath. And then do it again and cough real hard. And you're causing your lungs to wake up. And you're causing your heart to get back in shape. And you're causing your body to move along like it should. And after doing that maybe 4 or 5 times, you just feel everything is back in order. A little hoarse and sore in the throat for a second, but you feel great. And this is what they suggest you do if you have a heart attack and there's nobody around. Just take a few breaths and cough real hard, you know, and then take a few breaths and cough real hard a number of times, and you'll come through just fine. Because if you can cough and take a breath, you're living. And if you can't cough, can't take a breath, well, then that's another story. That's another story. But the moment you feel tension, pressure, things build up inside you, you feel depression coming along, don't give it time to get built up. Stop it right where it is and say, stop! You know, just cough it right out of your system. I think that's a real great little technique. It's like yoga, you know, it's like these other things. Each one has a great beneficial thing to it. And who knows, maybe we'll be sharing that with more people because that's a good idea. Think about these things because they are wonderful. And you are wonderful. So start smelling the roses. And when you start smelling the roses, then you'll be singing, zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay, my, oh my, what a wonderful day. And mean it all the way home. I love you. I love you.
I love you.